Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to build an Amen-style vocal texture in Ableton Live 12 that's nasty, chopped, and super present, but it will not steal all your headroom or smash your master into the red. The vibe we're aiming for is that jungle and DNB Amen-adjacent vocal layer, gritty, compressed, slightly band-limited, kind of pirate radio and rhythmic enough that you can treat it like drum slices. The trick is, we're not going to just slap distortion on the vocal and pray. We're going to do a controlled resampling workflow with gain staging checkpoints, parallel distortion, and a clean print. Before we touch any distortion, let's set a headroom policy. This is the part most people skip, and it's exactly why their cool resample turns into a clipping festival. Go to your master track and put a utility as the first device. Set gain to -6 dB. This is not cheating. This is you giving yourself room to design sounds without the master meter constantly yelling at you. From here on, you're going to treat meters like checkpoints, not decoration. A good target while you work. Your source vocal should peak roughly in the -18 to -12 dB FS zone. Then when you print the distorted result, aim for something like -10 to -6 dB FS peak before any final limiting. If that seems conservative, good. Distortion creates harmonics and energy fast, and a little too hot becomes why is everything red in about 10 seconds. Now step 1. Choose and prep a vocal that's Amen-friendly. Create an audio track and name it Vocal Source. Drop in a short phrase, 1-2 bars. Spoken word, ragga shouts, little MC bits, those work ridiculously well for jungle because they have attitude and clear consonants. In clip view, turn warp on. If it's a full phrase, use Complex Pro. If it's more tonal or you want it to stay a bit purer, try tones. Get the clip aligned to your project tempo, typical DNB range, like 172 to 176 BPM. Now put EQ8 on the source. High pass around 90 to 140 Hz. We're not trying to get low end from this vocal layer. The kick and sub own that territory. If the vocal is poking your ears, do a gentle dip in the 2 to 4K range, that classic harshness zone. After EQ8, add a utility and trim the gain so the vocal peaks around -12 dB FS. Not average level, peaks. The goal is, the distortion will receive a stable, sensible level every time, so you can make creative decisions instead of constantly fighting gain. Quick coach note, if your vocal has sharp consonants, lots of T, K, and S sounds, those can detonate distortion. If that's happening, put a glue compressor on the source before you send it anywhere. Slowish attack, like 10 to 30 milliseconds, fast release, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're not compressing to get loud. You're shaving the spikes so the distortion behaves. Now step 2. Build the parallel distortion return. This is the safe chaos method. Instead of inserting distortion directly on the vocal track, we're going to run distortion on a return track and blend it in. This keeps your dry vocal stable and makes your headroom way easier to protect. Create a return track and name it R, Vocal Grit. On the vocal source track, bring up send it to start around -12 dB. Think of this as your how much attitude do we add knob. On the return, we'll build a chain. And here's the mindset. Every non-linear device gets level matched. If you don't level match, you'll always think louder is better and you'll print something way too hot. First device on the return, utility, set gain to -12 dB. That's your pre-trim. It's boring, and it's one of the most important devices in the whole lesson. Next, add saturator. Pick analog clip or soft sign. Start drive around 6 dB. Somewhere between 4 and 10 is the range. Turn soft clip on. Then immediately check the output. Adjust the saturator output so that when you bypass and unbypass, the perceived loudness is roughly the same. This one habit will change your distortion game. After saturator, add roar. Since we're in Live 12, for style, try tube for weight or noise for that wicked jungle grit. Keep the drive low to medium at first. Don't chase intensity yet. We're building a controllable layer. Now add EQ8 after roar. This is where you stop the grit from eating your mix. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz to remove distortion mud. Then consider a low pass around 8 to 12K. That band limit is part of the pirate radio aesthetic, but it's also practical. The fizzy top end is a headroom thief. If it bites in the presence zone, try a small bell dip around 3 to 5K. After that, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Lower the threshold until you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. And important, keep makeup off. Makeup is how you accidentally add free gain and wonder why everything is louder and harsher. Finally, a limiter at the end, sealing at -1 dB. This limiter is not the sound. It's a seatbelt. If it's constantly doing more than a couple dB, don't celebrate. Go back and reduce drive or trim earlier in the chain. Extra checkpoint that's worth doing. Drop a spectrum on the return after distortion, and maybe another after your final EQ. You're watching for two danger zones. One is low mid build up around 200 to 500 Hz, which makes the layer boxy and big in the worst way. The other is spray above 10k Hz, which sounds like fizz and eats headroom fast. Now step 3. Make it move like an amen. This is where it becomes a rhythmic texture instead of a distorted vocal. You've got a few options, and you can stack them lightly. Option A. Gate for staccato chop. Put a gate on the return chain, ideally before the limiter. Raise the threshold until the tails get cut and the strong bits pop through. Set return around 150 milliseconds so it doesn't chatter. Floor can be negative infinity for hard chops, or around minus 20 dB if you want it a bit more natural. Option B. Auto pan as tremolo. Add auto pan, but set amount to 0% because we're not panning, we're using volume modulation. Phase to 0. Rate to 1/8 or 1/16 synced. Choose a more square shape for hard chops. You can flip invert for different groove accents. Option C. Sidechain pump from the snare. Add a compressor on the return. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your snare or drum bus. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. And notice what we're doing here. We're ducking the distorted layer, not the clean vocal, so intelligibility stays stable while the grit breathes with the drums. One more pro move. If you're sweeping a resonant filter inside roar or auto filter and you see peaks, jump even though the drive looks modest. That's normal. Resonance creates level spikes. Put a utility right after that device as a catcher, and automate it down a dB or two during the resonant moments. That is how you get movement without surprise clipping. Now step 4. Resample it cleanly. This is the commitment stage, the classic jungle mentality. Print it, then treat it like a sample. Create a new audio track called Vocal Resample Print. You can set audio from to resampling, which records the master output, but there's a big warning. If other tracks are playing, you'll print them too. The cleaner method is to route only the vocal. So do this. Group your vocal source track and your return, or create a dedicated vocal bus. Then set the print track's audio from to that group or bus. That way you print only what you intend. Arm the print track and record 4 to 8 bars while you tweak the send mount and the distortion settings. And keep your eye on the print track meter. If it's constantly near zero, do not pull down the master. Fix it at the source. Lower the utility at the start of the return, or reduce the saturator and roar output. That's proper gain staging. Also decide what you want to commit. If you're doing send automation and volume rides and you want the exact performance, print post-fader. If you want flexibility later, print pre-fader and keep your automation as something you can revisit. The point is to choose on purpose, not by accident. Now step 5. Slice it like a break. This is where the amen vocal concept becomes real. Find the best recorded section and consolidate it. Select it and hit Ctrl-J or Cmd-J. Then right-click the consolidated clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing if you want it to find natural syllable hits. Or go grid-based like 1/16 if you want a more programmed, precise chop vibe. Use a basic slicing preset so it's straightforward. Now you have a drum rack full of vocal slices. Treat them like drum hits. Pitch a few pads up or down. Plus or minus 3 to 7 semitones is a sweet spot. Reverse one or two slices for classic jungle ear candy. Shorten the envelopes so they're percussive, especially on the gritty slices. And here's a cool sound design extra if you want it to get even more brick-like. Make consonant first texture, basically vocal hats. Duplicate the vocal on a new track. High-pass it aggressively up to 1 or even 2k so you mostly keep consonants, maybe a gentle boost around 6 to 9k. Then gate it hard so only the little mouth clicks and syllable edges remain. Distort lightly, print it, and slice that too. Now you can interleave vocal-derived hats with your main chops, and it feels like it came from the same sample world. Step 6. Make it sit in a rolling D&B mix. Think of a simple 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4, mostly dry vocal with just a touch of grit. Bars 5 to 8, start answering the snare with a couple of chopped hits, maybe every second bar. Bars 9 to 12, bring in double time stutters, 1/16 fills leading into the drop. Bars 13 to 16, full grit layer plus slice fills every 4 bars. Keep the resampled vocal mid-range focused. If it's fighting your sub and kick, you went too low. If it's fighting your cymbals and air, You went too bright. The sweet spot is aggressive mids that read on small speakers. Two final mistake checks before we wrap. If you're driving distortion with a hot signal, you'll lose headroom instantly. Pre-trim with utility, always. If your limiter is doing 8 to 12 dB constantly, you're not controlling peaks, you're crushing dynamics. Reduce drive earlier and reprint. Optional advanced variation. If you want to level up fast, do dual parallel returns. One return is clean grit, saturation plus gentle EQ, light compression for intelligibility. The second return is noise grit, roar in a noisier mode, heavier band limit, harder gate. Blend them like top and bottom snare mics, one for clarity, one for character.